so we start, we arrived at the best part, I think, to me, of the service. It's the part of that we'll be listening to the God's word. As most of us know, our dear pastor is away for holidays, so he will be away for the next 3 Sundays. But he gave us a gift of another pastor who will be preaching to us today. I would like to invite Mr. Tony. Before he starts to preach, I would like to do some questions just to the church, get to know a bit of Tony. Yeah, now. Where are you from, Tony?
I'm from Dublin.
Oh, that's very good. Which football team do you support? That's more important.
Well, I'm not a soccer fan. But if I was to choose one, it would be definitely Brazil.
Okay, that's very good. For how long are you a pastor?
I retired almost 3 years ago, and I served the church for 51 years.
Amazing. Wonderful.
Did I hear groans?
What inspired you to become a Christian?
Well, again, growing up here in Dublin, and I grew up about 3 miles from here, again, very devout Catholic family. Away I was educated by the Dominican priests in boarding school and had great aspirations at that stage of my life. Would have liked to be a priest and thought about it and so forth, but no, that wasn't working out. But then as time went by, circumstances worked out in an extraordinary way, and I became a believer, and I really felt then that God was calling me to be a preacher of the gospel. And I've been doing that nearly, say, for over half a century, and I've never had a moment's regret about that calling. I've never doubted it. I really believe this is what God called me to do.
Amen. And the last one, what was the most remarkable moment in your Christian life?
When I met my wife.
That's very good.
She told me to say that.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tony O'Keefe.